107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. So great to check in with Trish McGregor with Stratford Public Library. A busy time. Trish, good to see you.
Hi, Jamie. Thanks for having me in. It is a busy time, but in the best ways.
In the best way. And you had fun Canada Day with the Stratford Public Library.
Such a great day, right? That was wonderful.
It was so much fun.
This year was an extra special time to celebrate Canada. All the feels, right?
Yeah, you just could feel it in the air for sure. Well, it's a special time at Stratford Public Library. What a summer we've got going on here.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. We have two fabulous summer program coordinators, Owen and Camden, hired, and then the rest of the team are going to support doing some programming as well. And we have our TD Summer Reading Club to sign up for. We already have almost 800 children signed up for TD Summer Reading. More. There's always room for more.
Yeah, because it's not too late. Even though we're in summertime, not too late by any chance.
Absolutely. We have more kits, and in their kit, they're going to get some activity, a booklet, some stickers, a postcard. The theme this year is travel, so they have a postcard they could mail to someone. And then we have our Read Your Way Through Summer board, our game board, where they set a goal for daily reading, which is really the most important thing, that children read every day, so those reading skills keep going when they return.
Especially through summertime, which, you know, we have all these distractions going on and whatnot, but to keep up the reading skills through summertime.
That is the goal. So daily reading, they set the goal, they color in their square, they get to 10, to a star, they come to the library, and then they come play a game, win a prize, and repeat.
Yeah.
And we are so lucky in this awesome community. We've had great support from some businesses who have donated some prizes to support these young readers. So they'll get some great prizes, read great books. It's just a win-win all the way around.
Exactly. With Stratford Public Library. So awesome. But you've got lots to spotlight. What would you like to talk about today? My goodness.
So we have programs, Jamie, Monday through Friday for kids. They're drop-in programs, summer and community, like at the parks, at the Lions pool, the splash pad. Some are at the library. So we have a great lineup of some new programs, some of our popular programs that are requested always. So Monday mornings, we have Worlds of Adventure, keeping that travel theme in mind. That's great for the hands-on children who like to be busy. And there will be no story time with the Worlds of Adventure program. But if you're looking for a story time, come to the Lions Pool.
There you go.
For Beat the Heat, and you'll get a free pass for a swim right after that story time, thanks to the Lions Pool. So children will get a free pass. Parents do need to pay, but it's a great combination of activity and literacy together. Our Whale of a Tale story time will continue through the summer on Monday nights. We have a new program at the Splash Pad called Sensory Quest.
Okay.
It's a kind of a messy program, but you know, we'll just dump the,
messy
the water.
Messy
in a really good way, right? So we'll have sensory things like Play-Doh and slime and things like that, and then some nature and science activities, some gross motor things right there at the Splash Pad. And then if they wish to, they can join us for our story time called Tales and Tunes Under the Trees. So you can come to both of those programs at the Splash Pad or choose whichever one suits you.
Yeah.
And then Tuesdays in the afternoon, we have our therapy dogs are coming back for Pause for Stories.
Okay, tell us about that.
So children read to a St. John Ambulance therapy dog. And when they read a book, they will get a bookmark with the dog's picture on it.
Oh, my gosh.
And really great, right?
Oh,
for children to read aloud to a dog.
Yeah,
it's just perfect.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're returning to Acorns and Oak Trees at the retirement residence, Anne Hathaway Retirement Residence, on Wednesdays. Now, this year is a little bit different. We're gearing our story time to babies and toddlers with the seniors, but the school-age children will be able to do activities with our summer program coordinator, Camden, while the story time's going on. So it's great for those people with multiple children. If you have a younger child for the story time, but you have school-age children that like to do something more active or do some games, Camden will be there to do that.
Yeah, that's
as
great.
Well.
That's fabulous to hear. Good, good. And so much happening.
So much happening, Jamie. I just can't stop. For those who love science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, we have a program called Creative Compass, and that will be at Britannia Street, 200 Britannia Street. There's a complex, and we have community space there. The community is welcome to join us there, and Camden and Owen will do great experiments and building and things like that. And we have on Wednesday nights a new program called Voices of the World.
Okay.
I mentioned to you that we're doing a travel theme. Well, this is traveling through people. So we're inviting a weekly guest to come tell us about their lived experience or their culture and share something that we can learn from them. So our first one was with Patsy Day, our wonderful Indigenous educator, who shared stories and taught us a bit of language, Oneida language, at our first one. And then we're going to have some dancers. We're going to do some Tai Chi one week. We're going July 30th. We won't be having it at the Falstaff Center. We're going to Avon Public School. They did this great presentation about their heritage and their culture. We've invited some of those students to present their projects to community, and there will be some entertainment, some dancing, some music there as well.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be wonderful. Yeah, we're really, really excited just to learn and have a greater respect and understanding and appreciation of other people, and then learn from them so that we can celebrate together.
Yeah, and right here in our community too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes it extra special. We're chatting with Trish McGregor with Stratford Public Library. So many great events for the whole family, but especially for the kids for summertime. And I know there's more to come.
So we have Spark Literacy is going to be at the Cirque Park with a story time afterwards. And we have partnership again this year with the Festival Theater. We are so happy to partner with them. Nice. This program is called Cue the Creativity Maker Magic. So each week the children will come and they will be able to explore a different component of theater. We are starting with setting. The next week will be props. Then we'll do costumes, wigs, and makeup. We're going to do special effects with lighting and with music and sound. And our great Makerspace crew, Bridget and Eric, are going to add to the excitement of this. I talked to Eric yesterday and he said they're going to do things they would never expect to do in the library.
Okay.
So it's going to be very fun.
Wow, that Makerspace is just incredible with Stratford Public Library.
Such a great spot. Yeah. We are so lucky to have such a wonderful team.
Yeah, for sure.
Something we've heard from the community is that they would like more evening programs. So we do have three evening programs I've mentioned. Wheel of a Tale on Mondays and Voices of the World on Wednesdays. We have a program called Unplug and Play, your weekly adventure zone on Thursday evenings. So they can come and some friendly competition, do some Minute to Win It, some board games, some crafts, different things, and family can just get together. That's perfect for people whose schedule doesn't work during the day for our programs. So we have those evening options.
My gosh, there is so much going on with Stratford Public Library, and you've got so many options. And again, so nice to see how many of these events are off-site events, you know, really including the community that way.
Absolutely. You just segued beautifully into exploring Stratford. Each week we're going to go to a different location in the community. We're going to see TJ Dolan will be the first one. We'll have some fun events and activities there. And then we're going to now have to remember all these things at the Stratford Perth Museum. We're going to the airport. We're going to the Rotary Complex where we'll see the police, the fire, and the ambulance. City Transit, Public Works. The Art Gallery is new this year. We're going to the Art
Gallery.
For
Gallery Stratford, fabulous.
Yes, Gallery Stratford. So, yes, great. Again, the support of this community. Mm-hmm. Working with the Stratford Public Library to bring free events for families. It's just amazing. We have such a good community, don't we?
Well, and you know, the families absolutely love it with Stratford Public Library. Is there anything else that you want to spotlight?
We end the week with Lego Mania, and then there's also our Tales and Trails out at the museum. Your house is not just a house, is the book. And exciting, that author is coming July 19th with Stratford Summer Music for their first free family event. So from 10 to noon at the Stratford Perth Museum, this author will be there with musicians, and they're having a petting zoo. And we are all going along to join in the fun and have more activities so that they explore this great book on the story trail. So yeah, it just keeps going, Jamie.
Yeah.
And I've no doubt forgotten some things, and I'll get back to the library and go, oh my goodness, how could I have forgotten? But just to remember that these programs are all on our website, splibrary.ca, and they are scheduled, but we always have something for families outside of our programming times. There's discovery stations, there's tinker table, there's computers for the kids to explore, there's the play area, there's the TD summer reading, story walk is out front in our garden. So even if the library is closed, you can come and read a great book out in the garden at the library.
Oh my gosh. Trish McGregor and everyone at Stratford Public Library, for all you do for our families and for the kids in this area. And I've chat with so many people, Trish, now that we have you here, that just love the Stratford Public Library, love all the events, and people that say, in terms of Stratford Public Library, really punches above its weight in terms of giving to the community. When you compare it maybe to some other communities, if you will, that the Stratford Public Library is just above and beyond.
Well, thank you, Jamie. It is our pleasure, and we love working for this community, and we work with this community. Mm-hmm. We are so lucky that community, we develop these relationships where we learn what the community needs, and we try to respond to that. Yeah. So we have a great team. The whole team at the library is part of this. They are so busy right now at the library.
Oh, my gosh. I suppose you had time to come in and chat.
It's just really a busy, happy place for all ages, and so I do want to just quickly say there are great teen programs as well. We have our Ignite Your Summer Teen Instagram Challenge. Brooke does a weekly theme, and teens can win prizes with their photography. She has subscription kits where they can register. They say what kind of books they like. She will pack 3 books in a kit, and then some fun things like candy and crafts and things like that. You keep the swag and bring back the books. And there's an escape room coming.
Okay.
July 21st to 23rd, Dungeons and Dragons Escape Room. And Brooke does just a fabulous job. And in August, she has a new event called Ghosts in the Library, where people can, after hours, 7:30 to 8:30, encounter some ghosts and hear some stories and some interesting facts about these ghosts in Stratford.
Oh, there you go.
Isn't it wonderful?
Wow, that's amazing.
And we also have, I don't know if you heard, but we had our first happy hour at the library in June.
Yes.
And we have 2 more coming, July 11th and August 15th. So it's a great combination of literacy and music and community celebration. And it is licensed, so 19 plus, and you do need to register for that.
Yeah, those happy hours, another great idea. Again, just coming up with great ideas and in terms of just getting the community involved in so many different ways.
So many different ways. And the kids are winning prizes for doing their reading this summer, and adults can too with our STAR Summertime Adult Reading Challenge, and it's for ages 18 plus, and you just pick up a STAR card at the main desk, you read, and then submit your ballot and have the chance to win some prizes. And our Makerspace also is doing cosplay, armor crafting for adults, and cosplay for 12 plus for teens. So there's more information on the library website about that as well. And new this year, Monday mornings in the Makerspace is 3D design and print lab. So it's hands-on 3D design and printing sessions for all levels. The Makerspace is 9 plus, so I'm coming in and do some projects on Monday mornings. And I think that's all I got time for, Jamie. Got to get back to work.
You're going
to
leave and say, oh, I just thought of that.
I totally do. I totally will. And all I can say is check our website. Come into the library and talk to the staff. We're always happy to help connect you with programs and resources and passes. We have all kinds of passes too, and you can borrow the Makerspace. There's just so much.
Yeah. All right.
So much. Thanks for having me in, Jamie. Bet. So appreciate it.
Trish McGregor with Stratford Public Library. SPLibrary.ca is the website. Again, thanks so much, Trish, and have a wonderful summer.
You as well. Happy summer.